The Democrats announced a $2 million grant and $740,000 loan from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development's Water and Environmental Program for the village of Whitehall. The Washington County village near the Vermont border will use the funding to make repairs to its sewer system and to comply with environmental regulations. In a release, Senator Schumer said the money, quote, will take a tremendous financial burden off of the village and allow Whitehall to begin construction right away on a project that is vital to its long-term prosperity, unquote. Village Mayor Peter Teleski said Whitehall's antiquated system was built decades ago beneath the community hundreds of years old. The old network of pipes beneath the village originally brought sewage into area waterways.
We're talking about combined systems that took stormwater and sanitary sewer system, put it all in the same pipes and put it right in the rivers.
Teleski said Whitehall is not alone and joins many other old communities upstate that have struggled with updating antiquated sewer systems for years. Teleski said with high taxes and user fees facing customers and the village's lack of resources to tackle the problems, it's been impossible for taxpayers to bear the burden of updating the system. Teleski said the federal awards come after years of previous attempts to secure funding.
Even with all the help of our local senators and assembly people at New York state level, it just was very difficult to find any money.
The $2.7 million will allow the village to begin construction to relieve stormwater inflow and infiltration problems on the system. The announcement of the award came just 1 week after Senator Gillibrand visited with municipal and economic development leaders from Washington and Warren counties at Adirondack Community College, where the area's aging sewer infrastructure was discussed. Gillibrand cited costs estimated by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on required sewer system infrastructure upgrades.
EPA did a study in 2012, and they said for Warren County alone was $100 million for the sewer needs and wastewater needs, and Washington County was $110 million. So it's a huge need, and it's a need that hasn't changed. It's one that is a growing need, but it is essential for any growth.
Gillibrand said part of her mission as a member of the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee is to find ways to send more money to states for infrastructure upgrades. Gillibrand said she is working on legislation with her Republican colleagues on a bill that would create an infrastructure authority that would allow the federal government to facilitate investments to streamline projects through environmental reviews and other various certifications.
It's a streamlining opportunity for large-scale, long-term projects. So if we can create that, that also creates more money for the state. So a project of mass transit, for example, can be offset with the governor being able to provide more money for sewers locally.
USDA Rural Development's Water and Environmental Program provides funding targeted toward maintaining safe drinking water and managing wastewater. Senator Gillibrand was recently appointed to the Senate's Agriculture Committee, the first senator from New York to sit on the board in nearly four decades. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.